Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across the country, as well as around the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, the hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on those oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. And to all of the linemen that are over there in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas, thanks for what you're doing to get the power back up again for those folks over there. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, pardon me. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time to say the pledge times two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Now, Kyle, what's the update? You just had an update you were telling me about on Rochester, New York, with the upheaval that broke loose late last night in Rochester.
Well, Captain, in addition to some of the things that we were able to find earlier this evening, we did see some footage that was taken earlier as well. Of course, right now it's a little after 3 o'clock in the morning there in Rochester. But earlier in the evening, you had some people out at some restaurants, restaurant patrons, and on the footage, it looked like you had groups of Black Lives Matter protesters.
Right.
They had flags, large flags that said Black Lives Matter. And they were going into some of these restaurants, evidently, and sort of causing a stir. A lot of people getting up from the outdoor eating areas and so forth and simply vacating the area when they did that.
Well, sure, because they were agitating and aggravating them, and I wouldn't want to be around that either. And then, of course, the police stepped into the situation, and it got to where they had to disperse them with tear gas and whatnot, and they made 8 arrests, and 2 police officers were injured. That was the account that I had.
Yes, exactly. And again, going into restaurants, trying to shut them down or create that kind of scene is much different than, as we talked about earlier, where they were, even though it was declared an unlawful assembly, it's much different than marching in order to raise awareness or something like that. This is another opportunity to actually create chaos. And so that's, again, why the people that were there in the restaurants, going to a business, they had no choice but to get up and go.
Now, Betsy DeVos, the Department of Education Secretary, says that the states will be able to resume their standardized testing in the fall when the kids get back into school.
Well, that's right. And as a matter of fact, in my area, here in Orange County, we've now got the, because we're now we're still a purple county or something like that with Gavin Newsom's amazing color-coded tier system that everybody's still trying to figure out. But yeah, but now it's evidently September 29th, I think, for the older kids in high school, K through 12. I think is going to be a little bit earlier than that if all these numbers hold. But that's right. Betsy DeVos is talking about when they get back in school and being able to continue to administer standardized tests. One of the things, Captain, I think so important about all this is that despite the COVID-19 emergency and all the precautions that we're taking, our kids can't be allowed to fall behind. And I don't know that the distance learning is going to really allow them to keep up the way that they should and the what we deserve, you know, the kind of thing we deserve to teach them and so forth. So hopefully people will be back sooner than later.
Now, we have some other news coming in right now about the Cleveland police officer that was killed last night in the line of duty. He was apparently working undercover, might have been drugs is what we're being led to believe, and he had an informant in his unmarked vehicle when both he and the informant were killed, and they have made arrests there. Three people believed to be involved have been arrested, suspects in the shooting.
Wow. Well, obviously, it sounds like it went down, according to what we can tell, after it was revealed this person was an undercover police officer, perhaps.
And, well, they may have video. They may have a video from a security camera somewhere close by, and that's why the arrests were made. That's what we're being told.
But still, just a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah. Now, something else that's going on here is Jacob Blake, the young man who was shot, what, seven times in Kenosha, Wisconsin?
Right, yeah.
He pled not guilty yesterday to sexual assault, criminal trespass, and disorderly conduct. And, of course, there was a video that has surfaced, police video, security video, showing him going around the side of the vehicle, and he did apparently have a knife in his left hand.
Well, right, right. And this, again, this puts the police in a very, very bad position in terms of dealing with the suspect who's armed and not complying and this kind of thing. So just like the police officers in these kinds of situations or these kinds of cases, they will get their day in court, and this Jacob Blake as well, he'll get his day in court for the evidence and be able to make his case. Yeah.
Alrighty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, you had another incident where we're getting numbers here. 488 shootings in Portland, Oregon. It's the 2020 gun violence stats. 488 shootings so far in Portland, Oregon. Wow. Alright, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With a Mech-Tac carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tac is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tac is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. Thank you very much for tuning in, chiming in, and opining in, and all the folks in the chat room. We appreciate you very much. Now, in the times in which we're living in right now, sometimes someone needs to give you a break. Well, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or your office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. Now, whether you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, or other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of you and take care of that windshield replacement today. All you have to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And mention the captain sent you to get that $100 cash back and a brand new windshield, too. And Kyle, what did I have to say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is, and I wonder what Maria has to say to that. We'll probably hear in a minute, won't we?
Yep.
Now, I think it's fair to say that the media, the mainstream media, it's pretty much the public relations wing for Joe Biden, right?
Yeah, I think
aren't so, they running cover for him pretty much?
Well, I mean, gee whiz, the kinds of treatment and especially the questions that Joe Biden gets, the tone of those questions, they're trying to take really good care of him, it seems like.
Yeah, and I'm having a problem with Biden because he doesn't seem to. I've watched him walking back and forth from point A to point B. I've watched him as he's climbed the podium. I've watched him as he's got that weird look in his eyes, and I mean, he doesn't look healthy. He does not look healthy.
No, and that's very unfortunate. And we've talked about this, and I think it's always been very clear that, you know, there's no joy in pointing out the deterioration of Joe Biden. We've known him in some way, shape, or form for almost the last 50 years in government, and certainly as vice president. So everybody's very familiar with him, but this is not the Joe Biden of a couple of years ago or 5 years ago, certainly not 10 or 20 years ago. And it's not just an age factor, I think, because one of his contemporaries is Donald Trump. And Donald Trump seems to have an endless supply of energy. It just seems that way. Bernie Sanders is very vigorous and for a man in the same age group as Joe Biden. So it's, there's something else going on. And unfortunately, I think, Captain, that the party elite have just decided that, hey, he's the figurehead. But they're just chomping at the bit because I think they see really a presidency by cadre, basically, in a sense, because Biden's just kind of out of it.
Well, it has to do with your vitamin regimen and your exercise and the food you eat and all that sort of stuff. And I think time has taken a toll on Joe Biden. It's just my opinion. But, the other thing that you can be sure of is that the people that are watching him, his handlers and all that, are watching him very closely. He's actually on a leash.
Yeah, well, exactly. See, and this is why I think he knows the questions that are coming generally. I think because the way that he acts in answering them. Sometimes he's got to look down. He seems to know who he's supposed to call on and this kind of thing. But it's just very different.
Yeah.
President Trump literally has to take aggressive questioning every day.
Now, the Kentucky Derby is going to take place today, right?
That's right. That's right, yeah.
And we're hearing there's going to be a big protest crowd there because they're protesting the Breonna Taylor case, and they're going to be there trying to disrupt whatever, the Kentucky Derby. I did see a major state police major on television yesterday for the Kentucky State Police, and he said they're not going to get anywhere near the Churchill Downs, so that's good. I guess they'll be outside and across the street or something like that.
One might think. Well, exactly. This, I guess, it's the no justice, you can't have a Kentucky Derby then or something. And unfortunately, it becomes a way of maybe trying to get messages across that aren't really going to resonate too well in this context, I think.
Well, I know they're going to try to disrupt things. Hopefully they won't. The Kentucky Derby is a classic, something a lot of people. And by the way, I enjoy watching the women with their hats.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's always part of the spectating, I think. Exactly. Yeah. What are the fashions going to look like then?
Yeah. Now, by the way, Joe Biden spoke up again about testing yesterday. He confirmed the coronavirus tests that he's going to have. He said he's going to be tested regularly.
Well, I guess now it's okay for him to be tested. Evidently, something
after he said he wasn't.
And got mad at the correspondent on the, he was the CBS correspondent. He got mad at him. Remember the come on man that whole thing, and I think now he's going to be tested regularly, according to Joe. But something else has changed as well, Captain. Evidently, it's okay for him to come out of the basement bunker more regularly. I guess something changed in the science of the COVID-19 thing, according to them.
Yeah, the polls.
Yeah, the polls. Exactly right. And of course, I think it's right that he would be tested. He's going different places, and a lot of different people are around him, from what we can tell. But I'll tell you this, though, not as many as I think are around the president and how far away he's going all the time.
Now, Johnson & Johnson is a very large American pharmaceutical company, correct?
Oh, yes, yeah.
They have developed a vaccine which apparently stops the virus in hamsters, and that all of a sudden got sped up the charts.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they've, of course, been doing these tests and so forth, and it looks like the Johnson & Johnson researchers, they vaccinated some hamsters, then they gave essentially exposed them to the coronavirus about a month later, and so they seem to have some pretty good results in this. evidently the hamsters didn't lose, they didn't get severe clinical diseases such as pneumonia or other kinds of things like that. So it's promising.
Yeah, and here's something that's going to blow some people away. You know how you've seen people buying these face shields now?
Yeah, the face shield thing, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, people are being told, it's okay to wear that's going to be all right, this, that, and the other. Well, not so fast. A study has now revealed the face shields and the masks with the valves in them are ineffective.
Yeah, I have seen a lot about that, and there's also some stories out there about, I think they call them the neck gaiters or something, where the people, they'll kind of, it's almost like what Nancy Pelosi wears, right? But those have been shown, according to some of these different reports, that they're not as good as wearing a mask at all, basically.
Yeah, and by the way, if you start coughing into those masks or you sneeze or this, that, and the other, you don't just keep wearing it for the next day or two or whatnot. You're supposed to take them off and wash them.
Well, sure. I mean, it just to be just follow some good hygiene. I think that's a good thing. It's one of those things, though, that again, are we to believe that the masks themselves are just as good as the viral suits or something that these researchers wear or something? Something is better than nothing, obviously, which we talked about. But the mask thing could actually, you don't want to keep putting that thing on if it's dirty. That'll make you sick anyway.
Now, we also know something else, that COVID depletes the blood supply, called the coronavirus, and COVID-19 is depleting individuals' blood supply as well as the blood supply that's on hand around the country and around the world. Now, they use the term fake blood, but that's actually plasma. I don't think they can make enough of it, but if they can, that would help the situation. Is that correct?
Well, that's right. Yeah, the lab made blood basically, but it could actually help somebody if it has to come to that basically.
Yeah.
But they're doing these clinical trials, doing what they call artificial blood. Yeah.
Yeah, and UNICEF also has chimed in now about the vaccines. They've said that drug makers can go big on the vaccines. UNICEF, of course, is the United Nations group.
Well, that's right. And obviously, you'd have to be able to do that in order to get the amount of people vaccinated that one would think you will have to do. And, of course, there's going to be, I think, a lot of controversy in terms of the first people to take the vaccine, not in the sense of which group or age group or this kind of thing, but I think we're going to see a major debate in this country about what does it mean to take it, and there could be some controversy about that. But generally speaking, people are waiting for this. They know that if that can help them, and maybe it gets us back to normal that much faster.
All righty, hold that thought. And by the way, folks, in case you haven't heard, yesterday the White House helped to broker a peace deal. There was a major signing right there in the White House between Serbia and Kosovo, and they definitely agreed to stop some of the nonsense they've been doing over the years, which, by the way, we've had troops in Bosnia for a while, and maybe we'll be pulling them out of there, too. Who knows? Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is calling on all Americans to be safe this Labor Day holiday weekend.
We need everybody to be careful, to apply common sense, and do all of the things that we've told you to do as quickly, as much as you can. Social distancing, wearing a mask whenever the distancing is not possible.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States has increased after the Memorial Day and 4th of July holiday weekends, as some Americans celebrate. The government's job report released on Friday shows the sharpest drop in unemployment from July to August by race was among Hispanic women and black men, while by education it was those with less than a high school diploma that saw the biggest employment gains. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Now, don't forget, you know, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team over there, they gave me a website, and I'm supposed to send you to this website, relieffactor.com/captain, to have you take a look at what's going on over there. And at the website, they have a little video that has Pete in it, and he tells you about the natural ingredients that are in the Relief Factor product, which is 100% drug-free. Now, it comes with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, omega-3 that helps support the body's natural response to inflammation to lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday activity, and it alleviates pain right at the source. It'll go right to where the source of the problem is and take care of it, and I've never seen anything quite like it. If I have a pain in my wrist, gone. If I have a pain in my ankle, gone. If I have a pain in my knee, gone. Pain in my back, gone. So that's the way it works, and that's just the uniqueness of the product. Now, it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and if you want to find out more about it, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Or if you want to call up and maybe get some more answers, you can do that, too, at 800-500-8384. But always remember to tell them that the captain sent you, because if you don't, you're going to wind up paying the full price, and you don't want to do that when you can get the $19.95 3-week quick start right off the bat and save you some money. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we were talking again during the break about Joe Biden. And I can't help but notice that when he's walking around, it's like he's struggling a little bit. And I watched him the night that he won the nomination, or was officially nominated, rather, when he was walking down the hallway with his wife, and she was kind of guiding him. He had that look about him. It's just, you can see it. You know, he's got, that reminds me, he's got the look. I mean, how's that?
Yes, exactly. And again, there's no joy in seeing this happen to an elderly man. And I think you're right, though. I think that he does exhibit a lot of these signs. And Eric sent us a message earlier as well, talking about Biden's voice and how that seems to be weakening. And I noticed that myself. He was talking to a group in a church, I think there in Kenosha, and he had his mask on, and he continued to sit in the chair when he got the microphone, and he said, "Well, I'll just sit down, we'll keep this informal." And the way he started speaking, he just sounded so very tired.
Yeah, well, let me illustrate for you. This is what it sounded like. I'm talking in a normal voice right now. All of a sudden he went, you know, if you're going to do this, you're going to do that, and don't forget about this. And it's like he lost his voice.
Right, exactly, and that there's just not a lot of vim there, basically, the idea of vim and vigor. And, of course, yes, he's an older man, and so everybody understands generally, but again, something else is going on with Joe Biden that, unfortunately, we just don't have the mainstream media interested in at all, but they do seem to have to make sure, at least the people that are around Joe Biden, they have to make sure that they've got everything sort of taken care of. For him, it looks like.
Yeah, now here's the thing, okay, Donald Trump and the economy. People are going to vote their wallets, right?
They usually do, yes.
Now, jobs, and more jobs is what we heard yesterday when it came to the economy, because the economy added back an incredible almost 1.4 million jobs in August, the fourth highest one-month job gain in history. Now, in total, the economy has now added back 10.6 million jobs over the last 4 months, nearly half of all the jobs lost due to the pandemic. And the unemployment rate has now fallen to 8.4%, seeing the second largest one-month decrease in U.S. history. Now, President Trump's efforts to protect American workers and businesses during the coronavirus epidemic have clearly worked. And all I can think about was Biden. Who oversaw the slowest recovery since the Great Depression when it came to getting what we call our normalcy back. It took them 27 months to do this under the Biden-Obama administration, remember?
Well, absolutely. And, of course, Captain, you know, they would love to be able to have the kind of enthusiasm that President Trump has, I think, from the majority of the American people. But as you mentioned, during the Obama-Biden administration, well, they're not going to get that kind of stuff started. They're not going to see it really sort of take off the way Trump has. Otherwise, Biden and Obama would have to start adopting, you know, sort of, dare we say, Republican notions about things. Because what happened in the economy with them is, I think, probably exactly what they want. They want government to be the bigger focus as opposed to empowering the people to take off like a rocket ship. It's two very different philosophies, and that gives us clear choices in this election.
Well, Joe Biden would, beyond any shadow of a doubt, be the worst person to put in charge of the economy, having presided over the worst recovery since the Great Depression as vice president under Barack Obama. Now, the economy has recovered 48% of the jobs lost due to the coronavirus in the last 4 months. And again, as I said, folks, during Biden's recovery, it took 27 months to do the same, and that's a fact. You can go look it up. Now, the 1.4 million jobs added in August is more than twice as many in the best months of Joe Biden's and Barack Obama's recovery.
Well, exactly. And that's because for the prior 3 years, President Trump was getting taxes cut, getting deregulation happening, bringing jobs back, making better trade deals, and also, you know, Captain, you know, they say perception is reality. Well, the thing is, people started looking around and saying, things are getting better. And that energized people. It energized investment. They understood, and business, both small and large, as it were, small, medium, and large, they understood that, hey, we have a predictable thing happening here. You know, all pre-COVID, COVID was out of the blue. But they understood, hey, the government's not going to send some weird thing down the pike in order to ruin our investments, so we're going to release some of this money we're sitting on. We're going to hire more people. We're going to expand. They don't do that kind of stuff under people like President Obama or potentially a President Biden, because they know that, hey, they're the targets then. We're coming after business. We're going to raise the – who says you're going to raise the corporate income tax? Well, Joe Biden does.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's going to raise the income tax on the people that make the most money and redistribute the wealth and all that. But anyway, the other thing is a couple of different things here. The wages have gone up while we've got these new jobs going on here, and that's a really good thing. And the new filings for U.S. jobless claims, believe it or not, dropped. It was 881,000, and that was one of the lowest numbers we've had since the pandemic hit us and we started to lose jobs. So we're down under a million. Now, this is the second, I believe it's the second period in a row that we've had that.
Well, I believe so, yes. And again, all these indicators are good, but they spell real doom for the Democrat Party elite, who continue to want to make people think that it's all doom and gloom. And here's the kicker. We got to build back better. We have to completely change everything now. The American people don't want that. This Build Back Better is a misnomer in terms of the way the campaign is using it, because it sounds like this great thing, but they mean something completely different. And it will not be the engine, this fine-tuned engine, this racing car engine that Trump was able to build for the American people. Not at all.
No, I'm going to change gears totally right away here, because we got the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up here. But we've also got a situation going on here where Omar, the tropical depression, is still out there in the Atlantic floating around. We've got a couple of different systems that have come off the African coast. One has got a 20% of developing over the next 4 to 5 days. The other one has got a 40% over the next 4 to 5, but an 80% after that. And you folks, we're not over hurricane season yet, and you got to pay attention to what's going on in the tropics. And we'll be talking more about that, because I'm telling you, we got this one system that looks like it's going to beat a path and come right down the north side of Cuba and hello to the Gulf of Mexico or Florida or both.
That's right. Yeah, as you said, we're not out of it yet. And the fact that I'd be right in saying, I think, Captain, that we've had more storms named this season than we have
16.
For a very, very long time. So it's a very active hurricane time.
Yep, we got 17 and 18 coming up here is what it looks like. 17 will be first, and that'll be this tropical low number one. It's got a 80% chance within 5 days of developing.
Yep, exactly.
And the other one's got a 60% chance within 5 days of developing. So there you go.
Exactly right. Yeah, so we got to be watchful.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. And we're coming back, folks, with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And then after that, Denise Simon will be dropping by. And it's going to be a very, very good day in the neighborhood weather-wise for the most part. But we'll be telling you what's going on around the countryside. And good morning to Christine down there in Sarasota. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And, of course, she and her husband, Don, have the Double D Stables. And that's a big horse ranch that they've got there. And they do a very good job. Of course, they're in Carrollton, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Hope everybody's doing fine. And this portion of the program, our Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Just pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and I told you about them, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, join the Drivers Club. Join the Drivers Club. You get points for everything you buy, whether it's fuel or food or in the store, whatever it is, okay? And you can use those points to get, the first thing I would get for me is one of those nice thermos cups, those big, tall thermos cups, and then you'll be able to put hot or cold stuff in it, number one. And then you just go from there because you got a lot of great things. But in the meantime, we're going to go from there to here.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. nothing in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
Alrighty, there he is, the Highway Junkie. That's the Highway Junkie song for y'all. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by Pilot and Flying J. I'm going to read this statement, then turn it over to Kyle. Another dangerous heat wave is impacting the western U.S. through the Labor Day holiday weekend into about the middle of next week. And in some cases, high temperatures are forecast to be 20 to 25 degrees above normal. And dozens of daily record temperatures will be tied or broken. Now, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect. Another concern out west is the critical fire weather conditions across much of the region. And Kyle, take it away and tell us what's going on out there.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. Well, the word is hot in the west right now. We are looking at just massive amounts of excessive heat warnings, also fire weather warnings, air quality alerts as well. So let's start in Arizona, in the Phoenix area. We've got excessive heat warnings there. Phoenix could easily go 111 degrees as we go through the day on Saturday. And, of course, up towards Las Vegas, we're looking at 110 at the very least. Throughout the Southern California desert, we could have excessive temperatures. I wouldn't be surprised. Temperatures in the high 110s up to 120, perhaps in places like Death Valley or Mojave Desert. We still have fire weather warnings going on in San Diego, Riverside counties, and we've got the air quality alerts in different regions as well. As we go through Nevada, heat advisories up near Reno and Carson City, basically all through the area. And just give you an idea, Captain, right now it's 100 degrees in Palm Springs, California. Could be as hot as 117 when the sun comes up.
Wow.
And we still see these fire weather warnings all across. For example, almost the entire state of Montana has a fire weather warning. We've got a winter storm watch in Montana as well. That looks like that'll be coming up here in the next several days, maybe in the next week, when they're going to start getting some of these winter storms. Because right now, not a whole lot on the satellite, but there's some clouds and stuff going to spin their way not too far from now. Down in Idaho, of course, heat advisory all through the area of Pocatello and so forth, and again all through Washington State. So in other words, it's like you took the highlighter and pretty much colored the entire western United States as very, very hot. So we are going to see some records broken. And again, the power grid could come under a lot of pressure tomorrow, at least in California. We might see some rolling blackouts. Now, as we get into the first part of the week, this is also important because we're going to get some gusty winds all through the state of Oregon, maybe parts of Washington, and also that offshore flow through California, although that's going to spell maybe a little bit of a cool down for areas like Montana, Idaho, Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming. So that's what we're looking at coming up in the next few days, Captain.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to go over east out of there because that takes care of everything there. But over towards Louisiana right now, west of the Mississippi River, but the western part of Louisiana, you've got some high heat warnings there still in Louisiana from Lake Charles on up about halfway up the state. And there's still some flooded areas in there, I should say. And eventually the water will go down, but not for a little while because the ground is totally saturated. And just talking out loud there, we got about 5 days to figure out what's going to be happening with this system coming across off Africa. It looks like it's going to come right straight in their direction again. Now, we do have some high heat warnings here in Florida. It's pretty much north of the I-4 section, up around Newport Richey, up towards Big Bend, and all the way across over towards St. Augustine, and it includes Ocala and Gainesville. But we did have some temperatures right here where I'm sitting in the Tampa Bay area yesterday. The heat factor brought them up to 105 to 110 degrees. That was not uncommon in our area. And it's going to be one of those days again where the temperatures, the heat factor is going to be up well over 100 degrees, and we'll see what happens. Now, there is some rain tonight in the lee shore of Lake Erie from Ripley, New York to about Dunkirk, New York, and some showers there, scattered showers. The other weather that I see that could be a problem, a bit of a problem, is some fog up along Lake Ontario by Watertown going up towards the St. Lawrence Seaway. So you might have a little something to deter you that way. Might be some fog up there. And I'm not sure, but usually this time of the year, that's when we have our situation where the weather backs off and starts getting a little cooler. So, Kyle, tell us how you hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, host of the Kyle Warren Show. We appreciate him very much. Now we're going to go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And while you were sleeping, they started to get weird in Rochester, New York. Black Lives Matter went downtown and went into some restaurants and basically cleared them out of the people that were in there, because the people got up and left when they showed up with their flags and making their noise and all that stuff. And police did have to use some tear gas to disperse the crowds down there. Two officers were injured and eight people were arrested. As far as I know, the people were still milling around downtown down there, but I haven't heard of anything else going on.
That pretty much sums it up, yes.
So what brought them into the mix in Rochester? There was some other case that happened, I guess, in the spring or something like that?
Yeah, this was allegedly a man who had some mental disorders, according to his family, but he was outside, completely nude, acting kind of weird. Police were called, and they put what is known as a spit hood over his head.
Yeah.
Which is not an unusual tactic, because, you know, especially when you've got a pandemic, you know, the police don't want to have some kind of, you know, get some kind of an infection. So it's not an unusual thing. Well, the person died a week later. It didn't, you know, so it wasn't like immediate asphyxiation.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's what that was about.
Okay, and of course, we've got, situations, and here comes the music. We've got situations we're watching over the weekend, too. We'll get into all that, and we'll tell you about some other things that transpired here, including some militia members from Missouri that were arrested going to Kenosha, Wisconsin. And they had an interesting cache of weapons with them and reportedly were on their way to do some pretty dastardly things, if you will. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.